wearing, Paul?
Profoundly bothers you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got
some silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is... Yeah! Screen Queen!
There are only two times that watching a rom-com is okay. Three sub-blogs deep on a flight to Europe, or when you've got the flu and daytime TV has just become too much. Ali's Wedding is different, because it's so much more than your stock standards out there. It's a homegrown love tale set in a Muslim community in Melbourne, and yeah, it's probably going to be a HSC English text soon enough too.
You can't be seen together or speak to her. What would people say?
Similar to Fat Pizza or My Big Fat Greek Wedding, it's very tongue-in-cheek and looks at growing up in Australia outside of that summer day setting.
Can't you guys have, like, 72 wives or something?
Ali's always had his life mapped out for him.
Ever since I was a kid, I was introduced as Dr. Ali this and Surgeon Ali that.
But you quickly learn that his compulsive lying and dead-set darkness soon get the better of him.
You got the top mark?
Guaranteed.
He definitely didn't.
There's this girl at the mosque.
Diane, she's really nice.
Diane is hardworking, sharp as a tack, and discouraged to do med because it doesn't fit with her Lebanese family's traditions. Ali's Wedding depicts modern Australia, and it's quite refreshing. And I think this is because of how well fleshed out all the characters are, especially the female ones.
You never told me you were doing medicine.
Didn't know I needed your permission.
What? The only annoying part of the movie might just be how sickly sweet it can be at times. Like, it almost tries too hard to tug on your heartstrings.
It's weird. When I'm with Diane, I feel like I'm me, you know?
It's weird because you're engaged.
Or that could just be me and my daily shrinking Grinch heart. Ali's Wedding works because it doesn't feel the need to compare cultures or focus on the differences. Instead, it chooses to look at how similar we all are when we're all a bit of a dopey smitten kitten. And if we're going to continue to tell honest Aussie stories for the big screen and small, Ali's Wedding shouldn't be the last to show aspects of Australia's culture as it currently looks like in 2017. It gets 4 out of 5.
Triple J.